Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 73 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Thank you all so much for listening in. Now, today's question has to do with email marketing, and it's from Eric. However, before we get to that, I want to mention a sponsor that actually Eric and I both use. This is AWeber. AWeber.com is the email service provider that we both use to help us build an email list and send emails out on broadcasts real time or on an autoresponder, meaning when people sign up, they get emails that we've already pre-written sequentially over time. And that's really helpful for keeping the open rates up over time, especially when you send those broadcast emails later. So check out AWeber. It's a great company I've been using for over 5 years. I love them. If you go to aweber.com/askpat, you'll get a trial for $1, and that'll let them know that you came from this show. Now let's get to Eric's question right now.
Hey, Pat. My name is Eric Vogel. My website is pillarsocialmedia.com. My question is related to newsletters. How often would you recommend setting up the follow-up sequence for once a week, twice a month, and then also for broadcast? Would you recommend doing once a month? I use AWeber, and I believe you do as well. So I'm very familiar, but I'm just curious to get your recommendation on how often for the frequency. Thanks, Pat.
Eric, thank you so much for your question. You know, this is one of the most common questions I get when it comes to email marketing. How often should we be sending emails to our email list? Now, when you think about your own inbox and the emails that you're getting from people or companies you're subscribed to, you might notice that there are different frequencies. There are sites like Groupon, which send emails every single day. I'm also subscribed to a site called Help a Reporter Out, which is a it's also known as Haro, H-A-R-O, and that's where I'm subscribed to, where I get emails 3 times a day that are from journalists who are looking for potential stories or people to share information with them for mass media type stuff. That's 3 times a day. There's some email lists that I'm subscribed to, like Derek Halpern's over at socialtriggers.com, that are once a month. Glenn from viperchill.com, once a month. Ramit Sethi, once or twice a week. I send them out typically once every 2 weeks or once a week sometimes. What is the right answer? Well, I think the best thing to do is to make sure that beyond the actual number, that the number matches the expectation of your audience. See, when I signed up for Groupon, I knew that I was going to get an email every single day. When I signed up for Haro, I knew I was going to get an email 3 times a day, and I'm okay with that. Now, if people signed up for my email list, my newsletter, and I said, I'm going to send you an email every 1 to 2 weeks, and they get an email 3 times a day, that expectation doesn't align the reality. And that's where people stress out. That's where people get angry. And that's where people get upset. And you definitely don't want that to happen. So the correct answer as far as the quantity of emails for you or the frequency is I can't tell you how often you should be sending to your email list. I think that is largely based off of your audience. And I think the best thing you could do is to survey your audience. If you have any sizable audience, and maybe even take a sample of your audience, maybe 100 people, and send them a survey. You can use surveymonkey.com to conduct a survey. And you can just simply ask a couple of questions. And one of the questions could be, If you were to join an email list, how often would you like to receive these emails, or what would be too much, or how, you know, and also you can figure out what kinds of emails people would like. I mean, you can go beyond just the frequency, but actually what the content would be. If you have a social media presence, you can ask people on your social media accounts, you know, how often they prefer to get emails, maybe not necessarily from you, but just in general, what is the perfect rate of emails coming in from a particular company or person that they feel comfortable with? And then you can kind of go along with that. Again, tailoring it specifically to your audience. Now, you might not get it right the first time, Eric, and I think everybody should know that you're going to have to sort of bob and weave a little bit. You're going to have to test things out. So I would start with, personally, a week, and that's something I did. And then I, in my autoresponder sequence, I kind of spaced it out to every 2 weeks because I wanted to space out those emails and keep them on going longer. So that's my autoresponder sequence. As far as broadcasts, I also do that once a week or once every 2 weeks. Now, the thing is, the max amount of emails people are going to get a week is 2. And I try to space them out. And that's if they are on an autoresponder or in my autoresponder sequence and they get an email that week. And I also send a broadcast. And I feel like that is the max for my particular audience based on surveys that I've conducted and questions that I've asked to people in my audience. That is the right rate. That's the most that they can get for the type of audience that I have on this particular site. This is smartpassiveincome.com. But I also make sure that I send my broadcasts out on specific days and that my autoresponder emails go out on other days of the week. So I make sure that any day people don't get 2 emails in one day. That's when me personally gets kind of weird. When I'm subscribed to an email list and I maybe get an email once a week, but then all of a sudden I get 2 or 3 from them in one day, then I know something's up and maybe they're not being smart or just not paying attention, or it's just annoying, right? So I have it personally, and I have it set up so that my autoresponder emails are only sent on Friday. Actually, that's how it is right now. I've changed it around a little bit. I've had it, you know, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday was my autoresponder, and then every Monday and Tuesday was a broadcast day. And yes, there's going to be exceptions, especially if there are time-sensitive things. Like if your site goes down on a Wednesday and that's an autoresponder day, you still want to email your list and be like, hey guys, my site's down, sorry. And that's, you know, an exception, of course. And I actually had to do that in March of 2013. But anyway, that's another issue. But the point is, you can set up when your emails go out through your autoresponder. You could pick specific days of the week, and then you want to make sure that your broadcasts aren't on the same day. So just be smart about when those emails are going out. And then again, in terms of frequency, Eric, you just want to make sure that it matches the expectation of your audience and it's not too much. And so I would actually tap into your audience, ask people personally, even just reach out to some people on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Google Plus, wherever you're at, and just see what the general consensus might be, what might be too much. And again, I don't know your particular audience, Eric. It could be once a day and you could promote deals and make a lot of money that way. Or if you're using it for relationship building, maybe it's once a week or once every 2 weeks. Again, I can't give you that answer. You'll have to figure that out on your own. But hopefully that answers your question and gives you some more insight onto kind of how to figure that out. So Eric, thank you so much for your question, and Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat. You can ask the question right there, right on the page, using whatever mic or internal, external that you have at your desk or computer or even your mobile device right now. And you can also see a list of the other episodes that have been live already. Thank you again so much for listening. I want to also thank our sponsor for today, which is AWeber. AWeber is awesome. I've been using them for so long. And what I love about them more than just how easy it is to use is that they're really friendly and they have great customer service. The live chat is open most of the time. And anytime I've had any questions, I've just been able to get answers right away from AWeber, which is hugely important for any companies to have that great customer service. So that's aweber.com/askpat. That's a referral link for you, and you can also get a $1 trial from there. Again, aweber.com/askpat. And as always, I want to end with a quote, and this quote is from Seth Godin himself. And he said, and I love this quote, he says, "Ideas in secret die. They need light and air, or they starve to death." And let me expand on this a little bit, because I love this quote a lot. And this doesn't mean just, you know, ideas that live in your brain obviously are just ideas. They don't serve anybody if they're just ideas and they aren't executed on. I think that's one part of it. But I like the part about light and air. Even before they're executed on, I think they need to be talked about. And this is something I had. There was a guy named John Saddington who was on Smart Passive Income podcast. And one interesting thing he said, because he has created and sold a lot of startups, one interesting tip he gave was, you know, if you have an idea, you want to share it and talk about it with other people, because that's how you get real feedback from people. That's how you can talk things through and see if it's actually viable, see what other ideas other people might have to bring to the table. Too many people worry about, you know, stealing ideas and things like that. I mean, if it's your idea and you really are going to go for it, nobody's going to steal it and do it before you. And so I think that it is beneficial to share your ideas, especially, I mean, if you're worried about it, then I would only share it with people you trust, perhaps in a mastermind group, for example. But I would share it with as many people as possible to try and get the real feedback from people that would help take it to the next level beyond what just my brain can do. So again, that quote, ideas in secret die, they need light and air or they starve to death. Thank you, Seth Godin. Thank you for all of you who listened. Thank you, Eric, for the question. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.